society's ills. Now, what's the cause?
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the powerful book Genesis and the Decay of the Nations. Well, Ken, you often say in your lectures that many of our social ills, like abortion and homosexual behavior, are somehow related to evolution. But are you saying that evolution actually causes some evils like abortion?
Mark, I am definitely not saying that. But it is true that the increasing acceptance of abortion, homosexual activity, and so on have gone hand in hand as evolution has increased in popularity. Of course, that doesn't mean that every evolutionist is an abortionist or every abortionist is an evolutionist. Look, think about it this way. Why is a Christian against such things? It's because he or she believes that God is creator and thus owns everything and everyone. Therefore, we're accountable to him. This means that it's God who has a right to set the rules. And in God's word, we read that life begins at conception and homosexual behavior is an abomination to the Lord. But the more people believe the Bible is not God's word and were just the animal products of evolution, it'd be logical that they would say they're accountable to no one but themselves. Therefore, they can decide their own rules. So you see, what's the cause of these social ills? Well, the answer's in Genesis. Sin and the rejection of God's word is actually the cause.
Indeed, many of the social ills today have a connection to evolution. Find out how when you read Ken's free booklet on the culture wars. It's free at AnswersRadio.com.